Resonance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Carry Her Heart by Holly Jacobs, performed by Christina Traister. To Abby, this one's for you. Freshman Year. Chapter 1. I sat on my front porch and took a sip from a bone china teacup with tiny forget-me-nots painted on the side. It was a civilized, proper cup. I looked down at my laptop, which was balanced on the holy jeans that covered my outstretched legs. My legs were propped on the porch railing. There was nothing particularly proper looking about me. I didn't need a mirror to know that my carrot-red hair had gone Medusa again and was breaking free of its twisty. As for my jeans, I swear my knees must be knobbier than the average woman's. Or maybe because I worked at home and wore them daily, they just gave up more rapidly. Either way, my three favorite pair of jeans all had holes in the knees. Again, I'd have to go shopping. I hate going shopping. I could buy most of what I needed online and avoid the stores, but jeans were an item of clothing that must be tried on. I stared at my blank screen and took another sip of my tea. I liked working on the porch. I watched all the cars that stopped in front of the school across the street. Passenger doors opened and children were disgorged from them at regular intervals. Tall, skinny kids, short, roundish ones, loud ones who started shrieking friends' names before their feet hit the pavement, quiet ones who could seem alone even in the midst of the morning chaos. Boys, girls, nerds, jocks, happy, sullen. They were all my inspiration. They were also my audience. In a sea of young adult books that dealt with paranormal elements, from wizards to vampires, I currently wrote reality-based books for preteens. I'd written books for much younger children in the past, but as my audience aged, so did my writing. Maybe it was time to move my books from elementary and middle schools to high schools? I tried to concentrate on the scene in front of me. I only had a few more weeks before the eerie Pennsylvania weather got too cold to work outside. I always hated moving inside for work. This porch was where I found Julie and Augie, Terry the Terrible, and Beautiful Belle. This porch was also where I tried...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?